HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Indian Air Force's C-17 Globemaster III fleet, which played a crucial role in transporting soldiers and military equipment to eastern Ladakh last year when the border row with China was at its peak, is now at the center of EAF's efforts for COVID-19 relief, with 8 such heavy-lift aircraft flying sorties regularly to international and domestic locations to help overcome a frightening shortage of oxygen, officials familiar with the development said on Tuesday. IC-17 can carry a payload of almost 77 tons. The fleet was used extensively to move soldiers, tanks and infantry combat vehicles to Ladakh last year to counter China's military build-up in the sensitive sector. Serum Institute of India, SII, was on the verge of signing a $1 billion agreement with a clutch of marquee global investors last year, but withdrew at the last minute even as it struggled to scale up production of COVID-19 vaccines due to an apparent lack of funds, said two people directly aware of the matter. The Poonawalla family-owned firm turned down the offer by a consortium of private equity firm TPG Capital, Abu Dhabi's ADQ and Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, PIF, following differences over valuation, few days ahead of the deadline sometime in October last year. President Joe Biden wants 70% of American adults to have received at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine by the July 4th holiday and has made vaccinating adolescents a key part of the next phase of the country's immunization campaign. But targeting U.S. teens is a controversial move among many experts, who argue it is a serious mistake to use the world's limited supply of doses on a low-risk population while the pandemic surges in countries like India and Brazil. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech said in March their two-dose regimen was shown to be safe and highly effective in a trial of 2,260 12-to-15-year-olds. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, on Tuesday issued a fresh COVID-19 testing advisory that recommends using more rapid antigen tests, RAT, in the wake of an exponential surge in cases that has overwhelmed the country's healthcare delivery system and caused huge backlogs in the gold standard RT-PCR tests. While ICMR is counting on more reliable new generation RAT kits, if the tests end up being as inaccurate as the previous generation of RATs, they could artificially lower COVID-19 case numbers and potentially create undiagnosed super spreaders. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, on Tuesday suffered setbacks in its bastions of Ayodhya, Varanasi, Lucknow, and Gorakhpur, and the Samajwadi Party inched ahead of the ruling party in the Uttar Pradesh rural body polls, the last major electoral exercise ahead of next year's assembly elections. The BJP, which came to power in UP with a landslide in 2017, also lost panchayat seats in western Uttar Pradesh, where anti-incumbency and the ongoing farmer protests against 3 central agrarian laws dented the party's fortunes. Trends and results available for 3,050 district panchayat wards on Tuesday evening showed SP at 760 wards, BJP at 719, Bahujan Samaj Party at 381 and Congress at 76. Independents and smaller parties secured victories or led in 1,114 wards.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
These teams that you make on this app, are you even winning?
Not yet.
It's better to win on Cricket Bazi contest.
Watch Cricket Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Cricket Bazi ka Bazigar contest. Cricket Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.